JFM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper and Volkswagen. Introducing the ID3, the next word in electric vehicles.
Andy O'Donoghue is with us for Tech Tuesday, and we're going to talk about sustainable and ethical smartphones, because in common with an awful lot of the electronic equipment that we use in our life today, they're not necessarily come from a production point of view, an ethical background, are they? And then getting rid of them, disposing with them after use, becomes an environmental issue.
There's no doubt that the spotlight has been cast, Matt, on smartphone manufacture particularly, because there are so many components in there and there are so many minerals. There are materials like cobalt, and 60% of the world's cobalt is located in the Congo. And as a result, people work often in terrible conditions, and it's you have this conflict nature to it, and so you have gangs vying to get the cobalt out of the ground.
So people are actually being paid minimal wages, not minimum wages, but minimal wages, practically
to
nothing.
Live, practically.
And then somebody makes a big chunk of money, possibly who's using violence to do so, to export it to places like China, where they're then manufactured into a phone. But again, the manufacturing conditions are often abysmal.
Often so. And it's not just cobalt. Tungsten and tin also have problems attached to them as well. So over the last while, and this idea of the circular economy, the idea of not throwing out tech devices or even your fridge or your television, finding a repairman, repairing them, has all sort of formed an interesting industry. And a company called Fairphone have teamed up with Vodafone. And so now customers in UK and Ireland, Germany, Italy and Spain are going to be able to buy the Fairphone 3.
You have one in front of you now.
I do. And if you look at it, it looks quite like an iPhone 7 or 8, that sort
of. Even though it's an Android run phone, isn't it?
It's an Android phone. Interestingly, it doesn't come with a charger, comes in a cardboard box, and it comes with a very small screwdriver. And the idea of this is that as components, if the phone fails, or if you want to get a new battery, and of course, as you know, if you bring your expensive smartphone in, it's going to cost you €100 or more. But you can open this and you can replace 7 components, including the screen, the camera, the battery and others. And if the camera gets an upgrade, you can buy a new camera. And on the Fairphone website, they're very reasonably priced. So the idea is to make this a phone that isn't just ethically produced.
Yeah, because are all the parts ethically sourced? Yeah. And then where is it manufactured?
Fairphone are a Dutch company, and they have gone to extreme lengths to make this an ethical phone. Fairtrade sourced the gold. They confirmed that they use conflict-free tin and tungsten. And I think 60% of the plastic is has been made from recycled. So,
and you say it doesn't come with a plug. Does that mean that the plug for your old phone should be able to work with it?
It uses USB-C, and I suppose part of it is cost and part of it is just limiting the amount of manufacture that goes into the phone. And, this is a really radical idea, because this is a phone that I think it'll last at least 5 years, in my reckoning.
Because what do most phones normally last for? 2 years?
People are changing them after 2 years.
Now, hang on, they're changing them, but do they need to change them? How long should they last for?
Well, they do last longer, but performance is often degraded. And so this is a really interesting idea that I think they've come up with. It's not cheap, and you can get it, with Vodafone on plans. If you have a good plan, you can get it for free. But I think it's $429 if you buy it SIM-free or pay-as-you-go.
What's its performance like, though?
It's pretty good. It's got a decent Snapdragon phone in it. It's like a phone that I would have used maybe a year and a half ago. So it's mid-range performance. But if you're willing to put your green credentials first, and if you're willing not to subscribe to the rampant consumerism in technology that we've experienced in the last 5 years, this is the sort of phone that doesn't just do a good job, but it's also a badge of commitment.
Where do old phones go to? Do they just go to landfill, or can they be recycled in any way?
Well, you should try to recycle your phone and do some good with it. There are organisations like Lisa Domican, who's been on your show, and the Grace app. They recycle old phones, iOS, Android, for children with autism. And they have an app that's a very good app. But that's a great way to recycle. And companies like Apple allow you to recycle your phone with them, and they go into a destruction process. Many of them do, of course, get worked on and end up for sale in other markets.
Okay, You have one of those phones now. Are they readily available or present?
I don't think they've gone on sale yet. It's early this year. They're going on sale.
Through Vodafone stores, is it?
Through Vodafone, yeah.
Okay. Look, there are other ethical and sustainable tech I want to talk to you maybe in another week, but I just wanted to concentrate on smartphones, given that nearly everyone has one now.
Well, we have more phones in this country. There are more phones in this country than there are people, which is fascinating.
I wonder how many of them are broken and lying in drawers somewhere.
Well, I think probably what's happened is you do find in families that phones do get recycled down a family. So a parent will pass them on to children and teenagers. And, you know, that's a good habit to have.
It's the only affordable one too. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper and Volkswagen. Introducing the ID3, the next word in electric vehicles.